Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Cox, T-A-S-H-A-C-O-X, date of service 10-10-2025. Date of birth is 7-21-1966. Date of accident is 2-9-1985. The patient happened to be a front seat passenger and was hit on a T-bone passenger side. At the time of accident, patient went into coma and underwent extreme TBI issues with headaches, dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness. She was in coma for 6 weeks with paralysis of the right side. Traumatic Parkinson is developed and depression with poor mentation, poor cognitive state, slurred speech, gait disturbance. He has been using a rollator walker to walk with history of fall, unsteady gait, mental deterioration. He is seeing Dr. Parks for all the issues emanating from her mentation and psych. Regarding the pain, patient is complaining of ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back to the tune of 5 to 7. Neck pain is reported to be 5. Mid-back pain is 6, lower back pain is 7. Pain in the knees is also reported to the tune of 5. Pain in the upper shoulders and upper trapezius muscle is reported to the tune of 5 as well. Patient has stiff neck and a request for ongoing physical therapy. He has a lifetime award for these services. For catastrophic issues. At this time, patient is seeing Dr. Parks. She is undergoing physical therapy and two times a week. She was found to have a sacroiliac joint inflammation. She also reports to have some pain in the hip as well. So overall, the pain is varying from 7 to 1 to 9, depending on the day and time. Overall, the ADS are affected. For the patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms with the physical therapy. Please review the records for ADL, for system review, patient issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 139 over 80, pulse 81, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam is from previous visit dated 9-10-2025. Dictation number is 0910-009. As before, the patient is ordered physical therapy 2 times a week to the affected area, neck, lower back, hip, knees, even shoulders. Patient is disabled from work. Transportation has been checked. Patient didn't want any medications. Patient doesn't want any injection treatment as advised. Patients do not want any spine surgery consultation. Spinal cord stimulation device was also discussed. SI joint injections were also refused. At this time, patient was only insisting on getting a treatment with the physical therapy only, with massage. Thank you.